Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The new intro is growing on me. I've only heard it 3 times officially. But it's growing on me, Chris. What do you think?
What new intro? No,
you're like, we've always had.
Hey, listen, Steve Taylor's a quality guy, man. He only does things one way, the best.
That is true.
So, yeah, I love it.
Alrighty. As that new intro with Steve Taylor just announced, you're
listening.
You'll
be signing autographs, by the way, at 2 o'clock tomorrow out front of the stadium.
Yeah, sure. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. 6:13 here. You know, Chris, you always give me a rundown of stories that we try to cover throughout the hour. You know, when we have audio clips that you need me to play and all that. What do you got? It's 6:13 here. We got time.
Well, there's a major story that is unfolding at this point. It's on the North Carolina coastline. This storm, which is threatening to, it could be become Tropical Storm Helene any minute now. It is battering the coastline. That's why I was telling you just a few minutes ago, I was checking with Pensacola International for those flights coming out of the North Carolina area. It's an American flight, 5429, touchdown time, schedule at 624. Now, about 720, it has left the gate in Charlotte, but it's because of weather. So it delayed somewhat because of the weather coming out of there. So you have, if you're doing any traveling, maybe up the 95 freeway or something like that up the East Coastline, just be prepared. You're going to run into some nasty weather. As a matter of fact, the Carolinas are preparing for the impact of what could really become Tropical Storm Helene.
The East Coast is bracing for a possible tropical storm. Potential Tropical Cyclone 8 is expected to strengthen to Tropical Storm Helene. Right now, it's churning off the coast of the Carolinas. The cyclone is likely to bring gusty winds, heavy rain, and potential flash flooding to the region. Some places, including Myrtle Beach, could get over 5 inches of rain before it's over. The storm is expected to make landfall in South Carolina later today.
Okay, that is Fox's Ashley Strofer kind of giving us the latest. That just came down just a few minutes ago, so that's the latest that's happening there. Thinking about here, real quickly, I'll just remind you, touch your memories a little bit. What happened 20 years ago today? That's exactly right.
Thought you were asking me.
Cat 3 Hurricane Ivan made landfall just west of Gulf Shores, packing winds about 120 miles per hour, devastating historic storm surge. You know the rest of that story. And then also, back in 2020, the same date, Hurricane Sally roared ashore and caused a little bit of havoc. Winds of 105 miles per hour, winds, the storm surge, breaking of the barges, and you two also remember that story. But a couple of things to remember today, September 16th, 2020 and 2004.
Yeah, and combine them together, what do you get? 2024. All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more about that. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, if you have listened to Pensacola right now at all this afternoon, you know exactly what two roads I'm going to mention. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, you are going to be backed up well past Hurlburt Field, past the Mary Esther area, near the Fort Walton Beach neck of the woods, if you know what I'm talking about here. If you can just imagine with me for a moment. We have not seen that congestion lessen. It has only gotten worse this evening, so hate to break the news to you there. As for the weather, 78 degrees here in Pensacola, low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, hopefully you shouldn't see much, if any, rain early in your Tuesday. Tuesday's high is 84 with a low of 72 as well.
Okay, 6:17, News Radio 92.3. You know, if we were talking about and kind of packaging this the subject matter of like the storms and the rain and things like, and if I came on and said, FP&L, what would you think? Oh, gosh, we're talking about power outages. I have a great story to share with you today from FP&L. Florida Power and Light projecting a busy remaining 2024 with new upgrade programs here in Escambia County. 71, go ahead, count them, storm secure underground program projects are on the books. This is to replace overhead power lines with underground lines. Yay, I'm glad that is happening. Maintaining trees and overgrowth problems, inspecting over 21,000 power poles, to strengthen them or replace those that no longer meet FPL standards and the installation of smart grid technology. Now, doesn't that put a smile on your face?
Absolutely.
Good story from FPL today.
For sure. One man was arrested after a stolen vehicle fleeing from the FHP crashed into several others on Sunday morning. Troopers say the vehicle was headed down south on Highway 29 at a high rate of speed when it crashed into three other vehicles at a stoplight. The driver and passenger in the suspect vehicle then fled on foot. The driver was later located and arrested. Drivers of two of the other vehicles were also transported to local hospitals.
This comes under the category of my how time flies.
Really?
50 days to vote. Think about that. 50 wow. days. Well, here's what I need you to do. Get your facts straight before making the ultimate decision, and that is to vote. Families in our community struggling to feed their children and afford the basic necessities like food, housing. New census data revealing close to 37 million Americans were living in poverty in 2023. Economists say leadership in Washington needs to go back to the drawing board and help reduce childhood poverty.
And a Cantonment man was arrested after allegedly shooting his own brother during a family dispute. It happened Saturday afternoon near Quintet Road. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Horace Brown Jr. had claimed he shot his brother to intervene in an altercation where he was hitting their mother. The victim was shot in the abdomen and taken to the hospital in critical condition. Brown Jr. now charged with attempted homicide and violating a domestic violence injunction. He remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond.
Okay, I want you to file this in a place that you can remember it. FDOT is saying, bring along a little patience. What I'm talking about here, detours are in place for motorists accessing Highway 29 southbound via a temporary on-ramp for transitioning onto the 10 freeway eastbound. You still with me?
Yes.
Okay. The construction activity is allowing crews to reconstruct that interchange area. Directional signage now in place to direct drivers to that work zone. The new 10 freeway travel lanes are expected to be completed by 2030. Over 62,000 commuters travel through that corridor daily.
All righty. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a story about a Santa Rosa Beach man who took a dive in Choctawahatchee Bay in Walton County. We got stories on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now. We'll take a quick one and be right back shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. All right, so just a couple of spots to really touch on here. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We did have some very severe backups there. They have since lessened, though, so that's not too bad. However, man, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. As you approach the beach, it has lessened some. It started to break up over there, but it's still standstill congestion pushing you back into Mary Esther. It's just a nightmare. As for the weather, it's just been high 70s here in Pensacola, 78 degrees. As we get into tonight, your low is going to be 72. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 84 and a low of 72 again. Hopefully, no showers. There's like a 50% chance of thunderstorms, according to this source, early on your Tuesday. But if that's a thing, it should dissipate soon.
6:25 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan in on a Monday, and Austin Price manning the controls pretty darn well today. Early voting in the 2024 general election isn't that far away. We're only talking 40 days here. October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you got to have a photo ID and provide a legal signature. Spotify, I was talking to a few people on staff here before we came on, and I was asking about this. Do you think you should have the right as a parent to manage your children's music selection in terms of what they can listen to?
It depends on probably how old they are and what the heck they're listening to.
Well, Spotify is doing something interesting here. In fact, soon could let parents manage what their kids can listen to. Fox's Eben Brown has more on this continuing story.
Spotify is jumping into the parent control trend like other digital media apps as of late. YouTube already announced the creation of kids' accounts with full parental decision-making, notifications, and info on what their kids watch. Now, Spotify is testing out in-app controls for parents who will be able to manage their kids' accounts, and so far it's available only in Europe. But it will give parents power to prevent their children from watching or listening to certain things, or from even viewing Spotify's looping music and visuals called Canvas, and of course to block material labeled explicit. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, coming up in just a couple of days here, let's not forget, well, if you count today and then tomorrow, we're talking bands on the beach. White Sands Panhandle Band hits a Casino Beach Pavilion stage 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and looking down the line at the weather. Now, you cannot dispute that. It's looking pretty darn good tomorrow night.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, it is looking pretty good. As you, because we've been mentioning that Tuesday night is supposed to be clear. And yeah, looking ahead here, all the nights, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, nothing about any rainfall from what I can see here currently. Now, hinted at this before we went to break. Santa Rosa Beach man is now in custody after attempting to elude police by jumping into Choctahatchee. Is that how you say it?
Choctahatchee.
Okay, I was telling Chris, that's like Worcestershire sauce. A lot of people can't say it. I'm that way with Choctahatchee. I always want to say Choctawa. I always want to implement the wa. Anyway.
So if we see you go into the edit mode and you say just Choctaw Bay, we know that's the reason why.
Yes, okay. And that is really what we should do. he was eluding police by jumping into Choctaw Bay in Walton County. Happened Friday. Deputies say that they were trying to arrest 46-year-old Michael Pendley on charges related to several storage unit burglaries when he took off and ran down the beach. When he was approached by deputies, he then jumped into the bay. The Walton Sheriff's Office Marine Unit went into the water on a rescue board and eventually convinced Pendley to come to the dock and surrender. He remains in jail on a $5,000 bond.
I haven't brought this up in a couple of days, but I just thought I would remind you, everybody, Pensacola Interstate Fair, just a few days away here. Of course, it's an amazing family experience. Rides, food, the biggest, longest-running ag and entertainment tradition. We've spoken about this.
Yes.
The ag building's my favorite at the fair. I told you, Leanne Jenkins, she is the ag director at Beulah Middle School. Mm. She got me into this thing, man. I go play with their goats and all their other animals. So I go over there because I did at one time when my young buck days, I had to go work on a ranch to earn enough money to repair my car engine. I had 350 Holstein cows to take care of, milking 8:30 and 3:30 like that. And so I'm really love the animals. So I go to the ag bay. That's my favorite part of the fair. And hold on, I'll go to a secondary level here. The cotton candy.
Yeah.
The cotton candy. Got to take it with me.
As I said, you're going to see Chris this October feeding cotton candy to a cow.
All over your face.
And he's going to get thrown out. I've tried to warn him. Also, some good news here. Fort Pickens touched on this earlier this afternoon. Fort Pickens has reopened following flooding from the outer bands of Hurricane Francine last week. The area in Campground had been closed since a day before the storm, but reopened on Sunday. Some beachside parking lots are still closed due to flooding, but all other areas of the park have reopened.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see we didn't see that flooding problem, that some kind can go crazy. Even that end of the island, down towards Pickens, or you're going down towards the east end past Portofino and Park East on that side, they get some water accumulations on the road. I'm just glad we're not reporting on that today. We were lucky with Francine. That's all I can say. Somebody was looking out for us again because, when it gets to be that close, the storm surge speaks volumes. I don't care where you are. I don't care if the storm's 200 miles away. You're going to still get some of those storm surge effects. And you don't want to deal with all that water, do you?
No. I mean, absolutely not. Obviously not. You're listening to Pensacola right now.
That's the way I like to spend my Saturday, Pump the water out.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we got news about the Dolphins getting their hands on a new quarterback.
And we got a lot coming up for high school football. We'll talk about it.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The suspect in Sunday's apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump made his first court appearance in Florida today. He remains in custody. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol is in West Palm Beach.
Ryan Routh has been charged with two charges, possession of firearm by a convicted felon and a possession of firearm with obliterated serial number. He walked in shackled with both his wrists and his feet.
More charges are expected. Some in Congress are raising concerns over whether the Secret Service has the funding they need after the second assassination attempt on Trump.
Congress has a responsibility to ensure the Secret Service and all law enforcement have the resources they need to do their jobs.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking today in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tupperware is planning to file for bankruptcy protection after they broke the terms of its debt following years of struggles with competition, according to Bloomberg. The move would come as the company wrangles with more than $700 million in debt. Shares were down more than 16.5% after hours today, after falling more than 57% during regular trading. To Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, the Dow gaining 228 points, the S&P 500 growing by 7, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling more than a half percentage point, down 91 points. In a letter penned by Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, they're now instructing corporate workers to spend at least 5 days a week in the office starting January 2nd. The decision marks a shift from Amazon's earlier return-to-work stance, which allowed corporate workers to be in the office at least 3 days a week. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galbo, the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. After week one, Kyler Murray said it's not his job to get the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr., and it was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Hey, Kyler, you're the quarterback. Of course it's your job to get the ball to your star rookie wide receiver. And when Kyler finally did that in week two, the Cardinals beat the Rams, with Marvin Harrison Jr. going for 130 yards with 2 touchdowns on 4 catches. I'm Zach Galbo.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35. And you know what? Name of this song, Life is a Highway. Why don't we look at the highway, Chris? What do you say?
Is that Rascal Flatts' version?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the best version. Argue with a wall, everybody. All righty, looking at the roads here. Let's see what we got. Not too much going on. Gulf Breeze Parkway had some issues traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Those have seemingly cleared out. Navarre Parkway, though, if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, we still have some very heavy backups in that area. But outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola, low of 72 tonight. Going to have a very similar forecast on Tuesday. Shouldn't be much, if any, rain. And if it is, it's going to be in the early half of your Tuesday. High of 84, low of 72 there as well.
I know after Wednesday, it's zeros for percentages rain. It's going to look great around here. So take along the SPF with you. Going to need it. UV rays pretty warm out there. Pensacola-Montgomery matchup wasn't pretty, but it was a final season win for the good guys. Sunday, the Wahoos closed out the 2024 season with a 6-5 win over the Biscuits. Next up, opening night, April 4th, 2025, as the Wahoos will face the Biloxi Shuckers. Well, week two of the 2024 NFL season wraps up tonight in the middle of the city of brotherly love. Joe Morgan has more details on this trending story.
The Eagles are back in the States and once again will be featured in primetime. The Eagles welcome the Falcons to Philadelphia for an 8:15 p.m. Eastern kickoff on Monday Night Football. Saquon Barkley was the star of the show for Philadelphia in Week 1, scoring 3 touchdowns in his Eagles debut against the Packers in Brazil. For the Falcons, they'll be looking to bounce back from an opening week loss to the Steelers. In his first game in Atlanta, quarterback Kirk Cousins completed 16 of 26 pass attempts for 155 yards, throwing for 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, and you're picking Philadelphia to win that game, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm on the same page with you.
And sticking with the NFL theme, hinted at this before break, there's another quarterback on the Miami Dolphins roster ahead of their next game. Head coach Mike McDaniel says the team has signed 26-year-old Tyler Huntley from the Baltimore Ravens practice squad as a backup. The decision comes after Miami starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa suffered his third NFL concussion during last Thursday's loss against the Bills. Skylar Thompson is expected to take over as starting QB while Tua is out. The Dolphins will play the Seahawks on the road on Sunday. Let me say this about Tyler Huntley for those who don't know who he is. First of all, he kind of got some love on social media as a backup to Lamar Jackson while he was with the Ravens because it was, you know, dude could use his feet, very, very mobile QB, just showed a lot of raw potential, you know, very, very promising athlete. I watched him at Utah, the University of Utah, because I was a big Utah guy back in the day. And, you know, I watched Huntley. He kind of, Jalen Milroe at Alabama kind of reminds me of this kid. He's older than me, but you know what I mean. Younger QB. So Tyler Huntley, I think that's a good grab just to have him in the holster if the Dolphins ever need him.
Okay, let's talk some high school stuff real quick here because the afternoon's zipping by on us. These are the results from the weekend. We'll start with the Thursday games just to bring you into the fold and into the transition. It was Mosley over Navarre, 36-7, a Thursday game. Friday, Navarre will host Milton at 7. 7 o'clock. Also another Thursday game, Booker T. Washington down Fort Walton Beach. It was 22-0. Friday, Booker T. faces Gulf Breeze at 7. Here's the other scores for you. A surpriser here, Montgomery Catholic over Pensacola Catholic. It was 28-14. Pensacola Catholic hosts Pine Forest on Friday. Escambia. And this was a real shocker. Over Bay, Panama City Bay, 30-29 in overtime. Escambia faces Mosley on Friday. Another Panama City team, another good Panama City team that they got to face.
Yes.
Also, Pace, this was, I'm sure this, did this shock you? I mean, it shocked the heck out of me.
It shocked
Pace,
me, yes.
Pace 55, Gulf Breeze 0.
I'm not shocked that Pace won because I do think they're a good team, but 55-0 over at what used to be, I think they may still be, but I know at a time when I was in high school, they were a district rival. That's pretty insane.
Absolutely. Gulf Breeze host Booker T. Washington Friday. Pace goes to Andalusia, Alabama for another battle in Alabama on Friday. Jay over Baker, 41-0. Jay now hosts Chipley. That's a Thursday game coming up. Pine Forest, Choctaw, 2014 in overtime. What do you think about that one?
That was a great game. We do the high school game of the week on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can catch that on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, every Friday at 7 p.m. And, I was in the studio for that, as I will be going forward. And I was listening in, of course, when Jordan and Jeremy were calling the game, and it was one heck of a matchup.
Okay, here's that Panama City team I was telling you about. Mosley over Navarre, 36-7, a Thursday night encounter Friday. I mentioned it to you. Navarre will host Milton at 7 o'clock.
I cannot wait for that.
I'm concerned about the Milton team. They're 0-3. I'm just wondering what's going on with that program.
Navarre and Milton have both been very, very rough. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that game because, honestly, I don't say this to be mean, the loser of that game will probably take the unofficial title for worst team in the area.
Okay, Pensacola High over Destin. It was 27. By the way, Pensacola has a bye week this week coming up. Walton demolished West Florida. What happened here? 48-21.
Yeah, that's rough.
West Florida hosts Tate, a Thursday game for you. The results I mentioned to you a minute ago, Booker T. Washington over Fort Walton Beach. It was 22-0. Booker T. does face Gulf Breeze 7 o'clock on Friday. Tate over Milton, 30-14.
Man.
Tate travels to West Florida on Thursday. Another Thursday game for you. Milton goes to Navarre on Friday. And the Northview Chiefs, 40-0.
Yeah, 40-0, man. That's crazy. I know that you've hyped up Northview, but wow, winning 40 to nothing is crazy. And also here, just wanted to revisit this topic because it's also a programming notice. At 7 o'clock from 7 to 8, we typically have Dave Ramsey. You will get Dave Ramsey at 8 o'clock tonight from 7 to 8. We will have the FSU Coaches Show. Obviously a lot to talk about after Florida State lost at home to Memphis. And not only did they lose, Chris, they got outplayed. You can't be down 20-3 in the third quarter on your own home field to a group of five team.
You're absolutely right. Congratulations going out to DJ this afternoon from Pensacola. Yep. Picked up on a couple of free FSU football tickets. We do this all season for you on News Radio 92.3. Saturday, the Noles face undefeated Cal at Doak Campbell. Kickoff at 6. Live FSU football on Pensacola's official Noles station, News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, FSU, I looked at the spread, I think it was yesterday, and of course it's a very early spread, and spreads don't mean anything. But FSU was favored by 2.5. I'm sure that will shift in Cal's favor as we approach this upcoming weekend. However, with that said, I think Florida State is going to enter that game kind of like on upset watch as far as Florida State could maybe get a home win there. Because Cal, you know, that's going to be their ACC opener, I believe. So that's going to be a good one for them.
Yeah, Berserkly's in town, they say.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
If you keep being unbeaten, I'll call you Berserkly.
That's right. Well, okay. SEC Saturday. Let me tell you what happened. And some of these scores were absolutely surprising. This one was one of them. Not by, I'm just talking about the score being so high as well. But Alabama 42, Wisconsin 10. Yeah. I picked Bama to do it, but not by that spread.
Same here.
LSU over South Carolina 36-33. Boston College got squeaked out by Missouri 27-21. I watched this game on Saturday, the Oklahoma-Tulane game. Tulane hung in there with them for quite a while.
Tulane has defied some odds this year.
They really did. It was 34-19, the Sooners over the Green Wave. Texas A&M did end Florida 33-20. It was Arkansas over UAB 37-27. Ole Miss over Wake Forest 40-6. It was a good Ole Miss team.
It's a good Ole Miss team. Kind of a trashy Ole Miss team. I'm going to say that. They're kind of toxic.
And he sits here and wears his Wake Forest basketball shirt.
Yeah, very biased take, okay. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. No, if you watch Ole Miss play, they're mean. Okay. They hurt my feelings, Chris.
In summary, they're mean.
Yes, they're meanie heads.
Okay, Arch Manning, it was his show Saturday. Texas,
indeed it was.
All over UTSA. Arch Manning, the co-award winner for the VP award for the freshman of this week, yes. SEC freshman. So congratulations to him. Well-deserved. Came off the bench, just right cold off the bench, and screamed and took control of that game.
Well, and if you want his stats, on the passing end alone, yes, he threw 9 for 12, so 3 incompletions, 4 touchdowns, and he ran in a 5th touchdown, having over 50 yards rushing.
You know, I saw all the Mannies. They go to Newman High School over in New Orleans, and it, you know, whether it was Archie or Peyton or Eli, and so was this young man. Right. They all came from that program over at Newman. Good school. Darn good school. Putting out some good football players in New Orleans. Let me run on here because we're going to zip out of time. That Georgia game, I was, what can I say, 13-12 over Kentucky. I thought the Wildcats were going to pull it out.
Right. Well, and I think America hoped that they would. Not because, oh, we're all Kentucky fans, and you don't even have to hate Georgia, but that's the chaos we're wanting to see in college football.
I know there's a lot of happy Georgia fans around this week. Auburn over New Mexico, it was 45-19. Mississippi State got it handed to them. Toledo, 41-17. Ouch.
Mississippi State, legend has it, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, with his bare hands, ripped the SEC badge off of every Mississippi State jersey after that game. My goodness, that's just, that's inexcusable. We said that Toledo's good. They're good. You should not go on an SEC turf and win 41-17 as a MAC school.
So I guess the old saying is, holy Toledo, yeah, doesn't apply,
really,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's very fitting here, actually.
Tennessee over Kent State, 71-0. That game shouldn't have been played.
Yeah, very correct tone there to mumble that one. Nobody cares about that one. Golly,
well,
Tennessee.
It just, sometimes you see some of these college games starting to run it up first quarter, 24. You see how it's going.
Right.
You know, it just becomes kind of a spring game type thing, you know. Well, what's going on here? How are they going to make a touchdown this time?
And I don't want to
be in competitive mode all the time.
Well, and I don't want to harp on Tennessee, you know, because they did go to Charlotte to face NC State and won 51-10. So you got to give them credit for at least getting on the phone and playing that game. But yeah, man, nobody cares if you beat up on Kent State. I'm wanting to see them go to Oklahoma this weekend and see how they do that. That's a top 15 SEC game there. 6:49, right before we take a break here, just wanted to give you one last rundown of the Wall Street numbers. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 228 points to 41,622. The S&P 500 rose 7 points to 56,33. And the NASDAQ lost 91 points to 17,592. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:52 here. We got some time to work with as we get into this downward stretch on your Monday. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Well, Penn Air Field on the UWF campus was quiet over the weekend. Of course, the Argos will be facing GSC opponent West Alabama Saturday, kickoff 6 o'clock. It's Argos football all season. You can hear that live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 and 1330 AM. All ready for that big game to come down. And, ready to fire up the Penn Air Field up there. It's a beautiful stadium. I just love it up there.
Well, and I think UWF's going to be out for blood because West Alabama, they're off to a hot start right now. They're 3-0, but they're coming off of like back-to-back non-winning seasons, and they were a very puzzling loss for UWF last year, 10-6 over the Argos. Argos are going to be back home, family weekend, out for blood. So hopefully the Argos can take care of business there.
Okay, it's 6:53, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Monday afternoon. A member of the legendary Jackson family has died. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
Tito Jackson, part of one of the most influential families in music history, which included siblings Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. The third child of Joe and Catherine Jackson, was a singer and guitarist with the Jackson 5, later the Jacksons. The group, a sensation in the late 60s and early 70s, topping charts with hits like ABC and I'll Be There. Tito was the last sibling from the original lineup to release a solo album, Tito Time, in 2016. He was inducted with the rest of the Jackson 5 into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. His three sons announcing his death, saying they're shocked, saddened, and heartbroken. Jackson was 70 years old. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, yeah, 70 years. I thought he was older than that.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's upsetting because I was telling you earlier, Chris, I was a big Michael Jackson fan. And of course, that bled into, you know, his music with the Jackson 5, the Jacksons, whatever.
Is that why I see you break dancing over here in the corner sometimes?
Yeah, you hear me listening to Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Amazing, and I'm just stuff how you spin like that.
yeah, I know. I can really break it down when MJ comes on. But no, in all seriousness, yeah, it's just no, it's upsetting because, I mean, Michael Jackson, of course, it was heartbreaking when he died, especially with the solo career he had. But, you know, it was he had issues and it was an untimely thing like that. And then, you know, the rest of the Jacksons seemed to be doing all right for themselves and just kind of fell out of the public light. And now just out of nowhere, Tito Jackson, the second of them to pass away. Very upsetting.
I remember I was on this very station doing the news when Michael died and reporting that from Los Angeles.
I was in the car listening to the radio. We heard that at night.
Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
Well, not listening to you.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Absolutely. Been given any thought to the Blue Angels show, the homecoming show coming up? You know, they have two more practice sessions. I thought I'd tell you about this. Hmm. On the 17th, which is tomorrow, then the 24th. That's your practice session dates. 9:30, back gate, Blue Angel Parkway opens up. You can get in at that time, 10:30, Blues take to the skies. But what I'm talking about here is that preferred optimal seating opportunity that the Blues are giving you. Yeah, if you really want to bust it down, get rid of the crowds, have bathroom accesses and things like that, optimal seating available for the Blues Homecoming Air Show November 1st and 2nd aboard NAS Pensacola. Preferred seating tickets available on the event's official website, naspensacolaairshow.org.
All righty, 6:56 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, the only problem you're going to have is on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing Herbert Field, as long as we have been on air tonight, and I'm sure before that, we have been having very, very severe backups there, and we still do. But as you continue westbound and pass Windhaven Beach heading in the direction of Highway 87, you're going to have another minor wave of backups there, but that hopefully should not be a thing for too much longer. Outside of that, there's not much going on the roads. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is 72. As we get into here tomorrow, it should be the start of a rather clear week, high of 84, and yet another low of 72.
And we're checking on that weather. As you know, there's a weather front, possible tropical storm Helene moving in on the North Carolina coast this afternoon.
Right.
And so I'm just checking the weather situation, especially out at PNS, and to see if we're going through any delays for flights coming out of there. Just one flight coming out of Charlotte. It was scheduled for touchdown at 6:24. Now it's expected about 7:20 at about 23 minutes from right now. It's running a little bit late, but not bad. Other than that, no other flights are being affected in the Charlotte area. The only one I'm seeing that is affected with a great time limitation here. It's coming out of Houston Bush International. It's a United flight 1822. Touchdown time 9:45. Now scheduled to touchdown about 10:30. So if you're going to pick up somebody from that flight, that gives you a little bit of handle space in terms of maneuvering the parking situation.
Chris, who's your favorite celebrity?
I have probably Bob Hope.
Really?
Was my favorite. Yeah.
Well, Bob Hope's in the ground, but let's say he wasn't. If he told you to vote for somebody, would you vote for him?
Absolutely.
No questions asked?
Well, first of all, no, I do have an education. I can figure things out myself. And no, I do not listen to anybody other than my own brain.
Well, it seems that good for you. You are a functioning, independent adult. I'm proud of you, sir. Well, apparently, the consensus sides with you, Chris. Most voters in a new poll say that Taylor Swift's endorsement for Vice President Harris has no impact on how they will vote. 6% of respondents said that they were more likely to vote for the Democratic presidential nominee after Swift's nod. 13% said that they're less likely to vote for her. Meanwhile, 81% was the number that said the superstar's endorsement had no influence on how they would vote whatsoever, and that is the way it should be.
Well, if you go in the way of luck through life and you think, well, maybe I'm going to hit the jackpot and win the thing all, you know, just I'm going to win it all.
Right.
Well, here's your chance.
Okay.
Tonight, Powerball, $165 million, $83.8 million. That is your cash option as you head out the door. Wait. If that's not enough, I got more for you. The Mega Millions.
All right.
$31 million, $15.6 million cash option. That's going out the door, and they do that tomorrow. Yeah, remember, there was an $800 million Mega Millions winner earlier this week out of Texas. We all said nasty words to that person. The next jackpot set to go, like I said, tomorrow night, $31 million cash option, 15.6. And as always, play wisely and good luck.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Man, what a loaded slate that we had today. Eh? How about that, Chris? When we return tomorrow at 4, you will get another rundown of everything happening in your world on that Tuesday.
And we'll also be talking about the Philadelphia win over the Atlanta Falcons tonight.
If we're correct, yes.
I think we're going to be correct on this one. As I can say, go Eagles.
All righty.
I'm wearing my green today. You notice I got my green coat on?
I did.
Jeez, I'm Pete.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.